guys, welcome back to the Book Besties Survival Guide, where we talk all things bookish. I'm Brittany.
And I'm Hillary. Welcome back for episode 2 of Surviving My TBR. We'd also like to do a little bit of introductions on ourselves of this episode. So I'm Hillary. I'm 26 years old, almost 27. Made a joke earlier that I am too old to be this young. If you can hear those little oohs in the background, that is my 4-month-old son, Destin. He's having a great time listening to us. Let's see, I work in family services. I've been a social worker for my whole adult life since I graduated Iowa State. I'm from Iowa. I currently live in southern Minnesota. I'm married. I have 2 wonderful dogs and a horrible cat whose name is Hamburger, who we will not talk about because I can't stand him.
He must not be named.
He's always got to mention the dang cat. We used to have 2. And that always sounds horrible when I say we used to have 2, because it sounds like I did something to the other one.
Nope, it ran away.
It ran away.
Never came back.
Nope, our friend left the door open on accident and he ran away and never came back. We like to imagine him living his life in a cornfield somewhere.
I don't know that that's what happened, but okay.
Oh no, he's probably in cat heaven. He most likely got hit by a car. We are surrounded by busy streets, but in our minds,
yeah,
it's a cornfield heaven.
Exactly.
Actually, that cat was an asshole. That cat did not go to heaven.
This is just hate on our pets episode.
I'm not a cat person. I really wish I was. I think most readers are cat people because they're so cuddly. And Hamburger is cuddly, but I can't stand him.
What do you mean?
Okay, I'll stop talking about how much I hate cats. So, moving on. How was your week, Brittany?
Well, I was on call for the first time ever with this new agency that I'm with, and, you know, on call for the first time will probably never go well, and I just have come to accept that. So it's been a rough one. How about you?
Same. I had a rough week. We're in that time of the year that all our numbers are coming back from the data we collect, and they're bad numbers, and I don't want to report them. Yeah, there it is.
And like this time, what are you currently reading, Hillary?
Oh, so this is fun. So now we can say that we're starting this together on the buddy read on Storygraph. We are going to start Once Upon a Broken Heart by Stephanie Garbler. I'm so excited for this book. I've heard such good things about it.
Love a good YA moment, honestly. Like, I know that it's not like the super intense fantasy romance stuff, but I do like a good YA palate cleanser.
Is this young adult? I did not know.
Think so, yeah. And it's not my usual like dark, creepy, gross stuff, so it'll be good for my dark little heart.
Yeah, that's exciting. I think it's exciting. I think it'll be fun. But then I also bought your book, your Freida McFadden, the housemaid book. I'm pretty excited to start that.
Queen. Yes, I also humble brag here, but I did finish 3 books this weekend, you guys. 3 books. I finished The Serpent and the Wings of Night by Carissa Broadbent. That was also a buddy read that I was doing on Storygraph with a couple of my books to girlies. And I gave that one 5 stars because you know me.
Wow.
Like, I give those away like candy, and I just really loved it. Like, I really felt at the end like it started to become a thriller almost. I love a good plot twist. And what else did I read? I read and finished another Freida McFadden book in one sitting. The Wife Upstairs by Freida. She's the queen. I just want to say that the way that she writes manipulative piece of shit men is just so accurate.
Oh my God. Like,
I just want to know who hurt her, because I want to know how she does it so well. It's like frustrating how well she does it.
Hurt her.
Literally. Then, so hear me out. This is another one of my weird girly books. I started and finished, completely devoured, Ice Planet Barbarians.
Oh, yeah. I was like, where is she going with this? And I'm like, yep.
First book in the Ice Planet Barbarians universe. And you guys, that series is 21 books. So, but luckily they're like small. Like the first one was like 180 pages, and I'm telling you, smut, just it's spicy. It's so spicy. Like alien spice. That's all I gotta say. So those were my current reads that I finished this weekend.
Dustin said, "Nuff said."
Sorry, Dustin, for the little ear.
He's like, "Dustin, oh, that's good." Oh man.
But to
Oh no, go ahead.
What were you gonna say? No, you go ahead.
No. Oh, I was saying I finished another Rebecca Yarros book called Full Measures, a military romance. We love a good military read.
I've heard of like the other Yarros books, like the Unlikely Event one, but I've never heard of that one.
Yeah, honestly, I think this is one of her early ones because it is part of a series. I'm gonna see when this was published because honestly, yeah. It was 2014. Yep, it's one of her young writer souls.
10 years ago. Oh my god.
Yeah, you could tell like this was probably one of her first books because yeah, it was like it was a good story. The plot was good. The characters were there, but it could have been developed better. Some parts were so slow. Some parts were so fast, and I'm like, yeah. I mean, it was a good book. It put me in my feels for sure, but.
Yeah.
Could have been better. I gave it a 4 just because, you know, Rebecca Yarros gotta support our girl. But
yeah. Speaking of Rebecca Yarros series, have you guys been seeing the little like tease things for the third book? Like the TikToks that she's been posting and stuff? Yeah. She's been posting TikToks of her writing. Yeah. And then people are saying that like on Amazon there's like this Red Tower Books, which is the publisher that she goes through, that there's a book like without a title, without an image, but people are deep diving, you guys. Like they put the dimensions of that book on Amazon, like a rough estimate of the dimensions, and they're like so close to the exact dimensions of Fourth Wing and Iron Flame, and it says that it's coming out in like January of 2025, I think.
Not so bad, just like almost a year. But Brittany, yeah, we talk every single day. How have we not talked about this?
I don't know, but the internet sleuths are on it for the third book. Oh. And I'm excited. But
you know I'm hopping on TikTok after this.
Oh, for sure. But anyway, to actually get into this week's episode, we are doing a whole spotlight on Hillary's TBR. And for those of you who aren't really readers or are new to the reading world and some of the acronyms that we use, TBR is to be read, and some of those lists can get quite out of hand. And I believe Hillary is on that offender list of TBR. So I'm going to go through this like a little interview. So I'm going to interview Hillary about her TBR. How many books total are on your TBR?
Just shy of 250. But disclaimer, I feel like it would be less if I had not become a mother in the past year because zero time.
Yeah, that's fair. Because people are reading like 250 books a year.
Oh my God, I don't know. Usually I'm up in the 70s, close to 80s a year, but I don't think I'd ever be up in 200s. Do they have jobs?
Honestly, I might just be making content about reading. I don't know, but bless their souls.
Yeah, dream job, honestly.
Right? So I know that you said that you kind of like divvied up your TBR between physical books, ebooks, mm-hmm. and then like your Goodreads TBR. So did you want to kind of go into a little more detail about your physical TBR and what you're excited to
read? Yeah, I absolutely can. So I counted up the books I have not read that I own, and but I feel like it's still a lot. 24 books I have not read that I physically own. I only think that's a lot because for me, I like to call myself like a trophy buyer. I like to buy books that I've already read or that like I've rated highly, so that I can go back and reread my favorite parts and just have them. Like I like to buy the pretty editions.
Okay.
I think the only books that I buy without having read them first are from my top authors, like Sarah J. Maas. I own all her books, you know, like I pre-order her books at this point. Like I get that special edition up front.
So are you that person who, when you know that a book is part of a series, will you buy the whole series without reading the first book first? Or will you wait?
If I know the author and like the author, yes. But if I don't and I'm starting a new series, No, the only reason I even own all of Stephanie Garbler's, like the Carabao and the Once Upon a Broken Heart series, because I got them as a gift.
Right. Okay. That makes sense. And
Yeah.
then I said you have 24 physical books that you haven't read. No, that's not bad. But how many physical books do you actually own, do you think? Like just in general?
Shoot, I feel like I should have counted them because I just had to move them to a different room, but I'd ballpark it about 40. No. Because that's including what I haven't read yet, right? So maybe closer to 60.
Okay. Gotcha.
So
Oh.
not too bad.
No, it's not too bad. Like it's not getting out of hand.
Yeah. No, unless we're throwing in like kid books, because then we might reach 100.
Yeah, but I mean that's on Destin's TBR, not yours.
Oh, and he loves reading, don't you, baby?
So and then your ebook and audiobook TBR, what do you have on there that you're excited
So
for?
that was fun to write up because I have a lot on my Kindle, on my ebook. I have 18 books downloaded, ready to be read, and I own a few of them. Like I have like bought them. Like I had to purchase them from the store. One is King of Scars by Leigh Bardugo, who wrote the Shadow and Bone series. And then the last few books of the Calloway Sisters by Krista and Becca Ritchie. I really liked her series, but I couldn't read all 10 books back to back to
Yeah, I
back. I
was
had to
gonna say,
take breaks.
I've heard good things about that series, but the whole fact that number one, it's not really the type of book that I read, and the number of books in the series kind of scares me, even though I just said the Ice Planet Barbarians was 21 books, but never mind that.
Yeah. I think what's these books, I think you have to be a very character-driven reader. Like you have to really invest into the characters, and I like plot. I like when there's a constant building to something, and like there is plot in it, but a lot of it is just revolving around that family, which is great. I love it. But yeah, I needed a break, but I'll go back.
Okay.
I'll go back.
What about audiobooks? Like, do you get your audiobooks from like Audible or Spotify? Do you have some
I
download?
do. I do have an Audible account. Well, I did pay for it, but I stopped for a little bit, just to, put a little bit more money back in my pocket. So I currently don't have any to be read. I've read them all, but I do own 44 titles
Oh
on
my
audio. Yeah, and don't judge me. I can feel it. I think I actually own a lot of physical copies of these two.
this
So I like double own them.
format of one book. She's got the physical book, the ebook, and the audiobook.
Let's see, I can like count them up really quick too. I own 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, oh, 6, oh, 7, 8, 9. I own 9 of the 44.
So, do you sometimes like dual read? Like, will you listen to your audiobook, but then, like, when you get home and you're not in the car anymore or something, do you read the physical book? Or do you just strictly do one or the
Never at the same time. I actually just did that for the first time because Kindle started offering it. So on one of the Rebecca Yarros books, I think it was The Last Letter. No, it was shoot. It was her other one, the
In the Likely Event?
Always. Yes, In the Likely Event. That one they offered that dual read. And I did do that. I listened to it in the car when I was driving for work. And then I was so hooked that day that I went and I continued reading it on my ebook, and then I listened to it at work. So it was kind of fun to be able to do that.
Right, yeah. What is that called? It's called a hybrid read. Hybrid, where you
Yes.
have an audiobook and yeah, no, my mind just blanked out for a second, but
Yeah, never done that before. Kind of fun.
all right. And then lastly, your books on your Goodreads TBR, which are probably a lot because
Yeah, I've
it's
got
all
209 books on my Goodreads.
oh my God.
But I think that's so easy to add to because you just consistently click, I want to read that. Yes. And I have a lot of new friends on Goodreads. So every time they post a review and it's a good review and they rated it highly, I want to read it.
That's
I'm
true.
with you, girlfriend.
Yeah, that's very true. So out of all of those books, your 250 book TBR, what is your absolute most anticipated read out of all of them, aside from the one that we're going to be buddy reading?
Yes, true. Let's see. See, if you would have asked me this 2 months ago, it would have been Crescent City 3, but And now I really want to say it's going to be ACOTAR 6 because, well, that's controversial because is it 5 or is it 6? Because whatever. I'm really looking forward to that dropping. I feel like it's going to be sometime this year.
I agree. I think that she's posting little like Easter eggs.
Exactly. So I think that's probably my most anticipated just because I'm just ready to dive back into that universe.
Yeah.
But yeah, I mean.
I'll see you guys all of these books on her TBR and she can't even pick one.
It's not even on the TBR yet. It hasn't even been released.
It doesn't even exist yet. And she's like, that.
It's so true. It's so bad. But honestly, I'm like, I don't know. I can't like, if it's on my TBR and I want to read it, I'll read it. Like, it's not really an anticipation for me. Like, it's hard to pick a book to read because I'll just keep going through them. Like, if I'm not into the book in the first like chapter, then I'm like, all right, I'll just start the next one because it needs to like envelop me.
I can't do that. I don't know. I feel like I'm just in it for the long haul. Whenever I open a book, I'm like, I'm going to finish this. So props to you though, because there are so many books out there that deserve to be read before a lot of other ones. And you know what? I got to get better at that. But yeah, she's got 250 books on her TBR, but she's ready for the ones that aren't out yet.
I guarantee there are people out there that have got like thousands. They've got thousands saved.
Absolutely. Absolutely.
Like, I think that's insane. I don't know if I'd ever be able to get that far. It'd be so overwhelming. So I'd be like, I'm never going to read all these books because they just keep writing.
Yeah. This is a little bit of a tangent, but like sometimes I'm going to get a little existential here. But do you ever think about like how many books there are out there in the universe? Like, there are so many to be read. It's insane.
So many. I know. And I'm like, I'm never going to be able to read all of the good books. There's going to be a really, really great book out there that I probably have never even going to hear about, but I know it's out there and I know it's going to be so special for people.
Sometimes I get really sad when I skip a book that's been on my TBR for a while because I feel like I'm hurting its feelings skipping it again. Actually, on that note, what is something that you've been putting off on your TBR that you keep skipping over?
Yeah, I keep skipping over Leigh Bardugo for sure. Finishing her series, her Shadow and Bone universe. I feel like I just need to dive into it back because I really did love it. I don't know why I can't get over King of Scars.
So is that one's a finished Omegaverse, right?
Yes. It okay. is. Well, it should be. I don't think she'll write any more into it because it did get made into that show.
Yeah, but they canceled that after like 2 seasons.
I'm so mad. I know. I loved it. I thought it was so well done.
Right. I don't know why I'm agreeing. I haven't seen it, but I get excited. I don't know why. I get so excited for like book to movie or show adaptations, knowing full well that it will not live up to the book. But then when they start it out and then cancel it. Stop that.
Yes.
You have to finish. Like at least.
Well, that's my thing about when they make books into TV shows is like I keep my expectations low. I do not expect it to be like the book at all. If anything, it's just like a fun thing to be added onto that universe because you can't set yourself up. Like if ACOTAR ever does become a show, like I just want to enjoy it and not do the comparisons because there's just no way. It's never going to be.
Oh yeah.
We're never going to get those characters right unless they do it in like an anime fashion, which I'd be okay with.
I see that a lot and I just don't know if I would like it in animation that much, but I don't know. I'm kind of glad that they scrapped the ACOTAR series that was going to come to Hulu before they started because I would not be able to take it if they started it and then we're like, nope, we're done after season one. Like, what do you mean?
Especially, I feel like Hulu doesn't have a budget for something like that too. Like, there's no way those wings would have looked like real. So I'm okay with it.
Not the wish.com wings. Speaking of like adaptations, I think we'll probably do an episode about book to movie adaptations because there's so many.
Oh, 100%. Oh, I love a rom-com too. Next. Well,
anyway, back on topic. Do you have an author that skips your TBR and goes straight to current read no matter what? I think you said it a little bit in the beginning.
Yeah, gun to my head, Emily Henry. Like if I had to pick one, gun to my head, if I had to pick one author that always skips, I read
Emily Henry's books as soon as she publishes them. Like, I will either get the audiobook, I'll ebook it, I'll pre-order it, I read it.
I think you need to start applying for ARCs.
I think I do too.
I think you would eat that up.
I literally don't even know how. Will you just apply for me? Just put my name in
actually,
there.
I can just tell you guys a little hint about ARCs. And for those of you who don't know, ARC stands for Advanced Reader Copy. And so that means that you get to read the book before it's published. And usually you have to like write a review on it before the publication date. So if you notice, sometimes some books that aren't out, they do have reviews. That's because some people were chosen to ARC read it. And I, when I first got into reading, thought that ARC books were only for like the famous influencer and that you had to have like a crazy following on social media and be like really well known. Cause I was only seeing creators on TikTok with like thousands and thousands of followers unboxing ARCs and stuff. Very wrong. Wrong. Honestly, just Google how to get ARCs. Most of the time they'll tell you to just email the publishing company, which I'm too scared to do. Second, go to netgalley.com and booksirens.com. And those are websites where they will ask you for your following if you do have social media related to books, but it's a lot easier to get advanced reader copies of stuff. The only thing is that it's ebooks only. So if you don't like to read ebooks, physical copies aren't really a option. But I mean, that's an awesome way to get ARCs without having...
We're not sponsored, but after that, we should be.
Right? Thanks.
You just threw those websites out there. You're welcome.
Yeah. So, I mean, you won't get chosen for like the big name authors until you've read and reviewed a bunch of ARCs and you're pretty much like established on the website, because like Freida McFadden puts her books out on there. I've seen, I think, Abby Jimenez books on there. Like, they have the big name authors on there. It's just you have to be established a little bit first by reading more like indie authors and authors that don't have much of a following yet. So, and also on Bookstagram, like, you can find indie authors and small authors on Bookstagram and just reach out to them and ask them for an ARC. So
yeah. That's a good one. Yeah.
But I mean, they also have like deadlines that you have to review the book by. So if you don't think you can meet those deadlines, don't sign up for a bunch of ARCs.
I've read a lot of reviews about that lately. Like,
yeah, which is like I'm running into right now.
Oh no.
So anyway, that was Hillary's 250 book. Thank you for sharing those, and hopefully you guys got some good book recs out of that. To wrap up this week's episode, I wanted to do kind of a fun little question. Who is a main character that you resonate with, whether that's like their characteristics or like how they handle themselves? Who do you resonate with?
Yeah, so I hate picking like a big famous book of a character that like I really resonated with, but I really do think I relate to Feyre on so many different levels from the ACOTAR.
Mm-hmm.
Just because I do have sisters that and God forbid they ever hear this, because I would never be forgiven because they're like that, but I have two older sisters that have always been so horrible to me, and we did have like a reconciliation for a few years, and this summer it just blew up again and it's just bad again. So I just feel like I relate to her in that aspect, and then just that family, and like I grew up being like where I am now, coming into my own like she did.
Mm-hmm.
Like I like moving out, leaving where I'm from, going into a new area, finding the love of my life.
As you didn't pick out like one of your little rom-com people. Sorry,
I don't relate to them. Their lives are usually always so fluffy and nice. That's why I like them. Most of the rom-coms I read, like they're like they've all got such nice lives, or one of their parents died. I don't relate to that yet.
That's true. Knock on wood. I don't know. I feel like for me, like I do feel a little bit like narcissistic or something, like saying that I relate to some like fantasy character who like saves the world.
Literally.
A fairy and has a boyfriend with wings. But I think I feel like I resonate a little bit. I mean, she's not really like a main character. She's like a side character, but I really like more. Like, I feel like she's like sassy, but she's also like, she knows who she is. Like, she's coming into who she is, and I feel like I've done that quite a bit.
Yeah.
Like, over the past few years. Even though she's not Dustin, relax.
Yeah, I'm like, you hear that? It's because there are sharks on the TV screen winking at him right now.
Oh, he resonates with those. But yeah, even though she's not a main character, I don't know. I really like her. I feel like Moore gets some hate.
She does. I know. I love that for you. You know what? They're besties. So
yeah, and I like her. But yeah, like that. So that wraps up this week's episode, Hillary's TBR. And next week, we will be going over my current TBR and talking about our bookish icks and unpopular opinions. So I think I definitely will probably put some polls on Instagram to see kind of what your guys's bookish icks and stuff are. So be sure to look out for that throughout the week.
Yes, please. Also, feel free to give us any feedback, anything that you liked about this show, anything you thought might have been annoying. We're just in the beginning, so any feedback is greatly appreciated, even criticism. So,
but if it's bad, don't tell us.
Yeah, don't be too mean.
Should we tell them where to find us on our bookstagrams?
Yeah, absolutely. So you can find me, Hillary, at Coffee in the Pages.
And you can find me, Brittany, at, mine's a bit longer, at girl_meets_goodreads on Instagram. He wants to be a guest so bad. Well, Dustin, so when bad. You read ACOTAR, let us know.
Oh, yeah. So soon he'll be reviewing his Colors books.
Right. Okay. Awesome. Can't wait to hear it.
Absolutely. Thanks for listening, Book Besties.
Thanks, guys. See you next week.